might move on to justice reinvestment and obviously the incarceration rates, because in the Prime Minister's Close the Gap report card delivery, he said that he is aware of the disproportionate rates of incarceration for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So have you heard of the Change of Record Coalition and Blueprint for Change on Justice Reinvestment?
Yes. I certainly have the Change the Record Coalition. And justice reinvestment more generally has been around for a long time. Justice reinvestment has been something that I think we all see as something that is really, really important about avoiding, not only avoiding incarceration, but ensuring that the behaviour that may have led to engagement with the justice system can be dealt with. People can have assistance at a time before they're entering the justice system. So it's at that time where we do know that investment in that particular time is very important.
So if you're elected in again as the Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Minister Scullion, would you work with the Change of Record Coalition to really try and divest from prisons and reduce the rates of incarceration? We're looking at children who are entering and re-entering the criminal justice system and still high rates of deaths in custody. Is that something that is, you know, a major issue that could be worked on to try and invest into culturally safe diversionary programs?
Well, I am always ready to sit down with anyone and listen. Certainly I'm looking forward to sitting down with Change the Record Coalition to hear what they've got to say, particularly about diversionary programs, what diversionary programs work, what programs don't work. I've become someone who is far more wedded than I used to be about evidence-based processes, and often just because the evidence is absent, it doesn't mean that it isn't a worthwhile program. So we do need to ensure that all the programs that we are funding in that area, we look really carefully at providing evidence over time so we actually are making some of the right choices. But look, I have to say, the Northern Territory government have got a target on victims, because for the number of incarcerations for Indigenous people is very high, but the number of victims, Indigenous victims, that are associated with those incarcerations is sickening. They're very vulnerable people, by and large. They're women, invariably. And we do need to make some changes. We've just made some significant investment. I've made some announcements investing in domestic violence. And those investments are going to be made to prevent domestic violence and prevent violence against women and children. Now, those investments have been made in a way that is going to be dealing with Aboriginal organisations, Aboriginal communities at a grassroots level to lift their capacity to deal with many of the elements of these themselves. Not only education, we've got some absolutely outstanding evidence around some pre-release programs that ensures that, and the evidence is that they, some over 80% of people, there's no recidivist offence because they actually start understanding. I know in my life, in most men's lives, women are the most important people in our lives. Our mums, you know, our grandmothers, you know, our wives, our lovers, our daughters. They're all such important people. And yet, in some circumstances, normally in circumstances of abject poverty, because the high levels of the domestic violence have got nothing to do with being an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, and they have everything to do with poverty and a lack of opportunity. So whilst we have to deal with those in my, the body of my work every day, is to engage people, give them that opportunity. We also need to ensure that we give the capacity for communities to take on some of these issues. Now, I don't like to throw numbers out, but it was quite a bit of money. It was some $24 million I announced. But this is for a whole range of new types of counselling services, ensuring that we don't have the same fly-in, fly-out as buying houses. We don't want fly-in, fly-out counsellors either. We want people in the communities given the opportunity for professional development. They invariably have language. They certainly completely immersed in culture, they're culturally competent, and we think that in terms of prevention, this is a significant investment, and I'm really hopeful that this will be able to address some of the numbers of incarceration, because so many of them are associated with domestic violence.
The other major parties have justice targets as a big part of their policy.
Have you actually, one of the really interesting questions for any of them would be, so what are you going to do as a justice target? What lever can you pull? The important thing that we've done, we've been fair dinkum. We're not just saying, everyone says, what about a justice target? We all have an aspirin and a good lie down and do nothing. Because at a federal level, we don't own the justice system. We don't own the court system. And I have checked. There is no Aboriginal person incarcerated as a consequence at the moment on Commonwealth law. So, nobody. So what it is important with the leadership we show is through the Council of Australian Governments, So like in the Northern Territory, they have a justice target because they have all the levers. They also have a victim's target. And because they have all the levers, we can assist them with that, sure. We can assist with funding and with programs and all of that. But it's their target because they control all the levers. And it's just gammon for someone to say at a federal level, oh, we'll have one of these sort of targets. Because everybody says, if you have a target knife, then we'll leave you alone. Well, mate, I'm a fair dinkum bloke. And I just don't agree with saying we'll do something because it will help, when we all know it won't help at all. Because the federal government, we will assist. I want to get there, for sure I want to get people. But in terms of the justice system, it's owned by the other jurisdictions. And we need to work, continue to work through the Council of Australian Government. And if we can see the same sort of leadership that Adam Giles has shown in the Northern Territory, right across the jurisdictions, and that's what we want to push, and we all should be pushing for it. And Kirsten, you should be talking to the premiers and saying, you should have a justice target. You should take the leadership from the Northern Territory, because that's the way that a target can be met, because it can only be met by the states and territories.
The Northern Territory's got some of the highest rates of Indigenous incarceration in Australia.
Well, we do have over 30% of our population in the Northern Territory is Indigenous. So, in fact, if you take the population into consideration, yes, we do have the highest levels, but we do have the highest population. Well, I don't want to see any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people. The Northern Territory have taken that leadership because we have such high levels of incarceration, and they're really trying to do something about it. And as I've said, that's the sort of leadership that I think the Council of Australian Government should take on board. And we should all go down the line. We should all ensure we share best information. If something's working, let's share it through COAG. And if they want the Commonwealth to be able to fund part of these initiatives that are evidence-based, we'll come and we'll be ready and willing to support programs that address incarceration.
This has been going on, you know, nearly 25 years since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, and we've got peak organisations like the National Congress of First Peoples who've been working very hard with the coalition, with that Change the Record coalition, to set justice targets. I mean, Mick Gooder, I mean, the work that he's done. There's a lot of people, Indigenous leaders and our elders, who have worked tirelessly all their life to really raise awareness and to try and help reduce this. And unless, you know, the federal government is serious about it, they really need to work hand in hand to make this change.
What we need is, what do you need to do next? That's the question. And not only what do you need to do next, how will that work, and will it work? We can all talk about, yes, we want to reduce people in jail, yes, we want to get them out. That's fine. You won't get anybody who agrees more than myself. But it's about, what do you actually do that is a practical measure? How do you actually make sure this is the case? We know the evidence is that if people are in purposeful activities or in jobs, they're less likely to be in the justice system. If they get an education and they go to school, they're less likely to be in the justice system. So all of those things are investments we're making. But as I said, you know, most of the offenders, there are a victim. And all of those victims are Aboriginal people.
And a lot of the people who offend are victims themselves, which I'm not, you know, I'm not trying...
Yes, no, absolutely. Look, I understand that. No, that's right. Well, I understand that. So it's not only about the offending, but every time there's an offence and you look at that, it's an awful thing. Now, look, you have to say, we have come a long way since the Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. The Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, yes, we have very high levels of incarceration, but it should be understood that you are more likely to die in jail if you're a white person than you are an Aboriginal person. That was never the case in the past. The actual deaths in custody, all the initiatives that we've had, and I'm still appalled from time to time. I read some of this stuff that happened, Ms. Rao and all that, it just breaks my heart. I cannot understand how those things happen. You have to acknowledge that we, in terms of Aboriginal deaths in custody, even when it's indexed, you are more likely to be a death in custody statistic if you're not Indigenous now, and that has changed around. So at least we can see that some of those commissions and some of the work of the recommendations of those commissions, when they're adopted and when there's a real focus put on it, we can change things. And this is, I think we need to get away from the we need to reduce. We need to start having a conversation about how, what works, where's the evidence, and all get behind the wheel and ensure, in the same way as we've done with Kenby and the same way as we did with deaths in custody, if we are all determined at every level of jurisdiction to just get on with finding out what works and implementing that, we'll be better off.
But they're doing that. They've got initiatives in like Bourke and all these other places where they've got the diversionary programs that are happening and justice reinvestment programs that are already happening. They're setting up initiatives. People have been doing this work for a long time. It's not a case of sitting down and saying what needs to be done. Everyone knows what needs to be done.
Well, Katandi outside of Griffith is a justice reinvestment, got a justice reinvestment programs operating around there. We're funded by the Commonwealth and they're funded by the jurisdictions. We've got a huge swage of these programs and engagement programs and pre-justice engagement programs across the country. But we do need to do better, and there's no doubt about that. And the short answer to your question was, will I sit down with the Change the Record Coalition? You say that they want to divest from prisons, they want to fund culturally safe diversionary programs. We do already fund a number of culturally safe diversionary programs. If they've got better ones, or they've got additional ones, or they've got ones that think they work, of course I look forward to sitting down and talking to them.